Di जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपदा Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada. श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 56 एंड 57। सो श्लोका इज लाइक दिस, प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। अयम हि श्रुत संपन्न शीलवृत्त गुणालया धृतो व्रतो मृदुर्दान्त सत्यवान मंत्रवित शुचि। अहम हि श्रुत संपन्न शीलवृत्त गुणालया धृतव्रतो मृदुर्दान्त सत्यवान मंत्रवित शुचि। अयम हि श्रुत संपन्न शीलवृत्त गुणालया धृतो व्रतो मृदुर्दान्त सत्यवान मंत्रवित शुचि। अयम हि श्रुत संपन्न शीलवृत्त गुणालया धृतव्रतो मृदुर्दान्त अयम हि श्रुत संपन्न शीलवृत्त गुणालया धृतो व्रतो मृदुर्दान्त सत्यवान मंत्रवित् शुचि। अयम हि श्रुत संपन्न शीलवृत्त गुणालया धृतव्रतो मृदुर्दान्त सत्यवान मंत्रवित् शुचि। माताजी ओके। अयम हि श्रुत संपन्न शीलवृत्त गुणालया धृतव्रतो मृदुर्दान्त सत्यवान मंत्रवित् शुचि। अयम दिस पर्सन नोन एज अजामिल ही इंडीड श्रुत संपन्न वेल एजुकेटेड इन वैदिक नॉलेज शील ऑफ गुड कैरेक्टर वृत्त गुड कंडक्ट गुण एंड गुड क्वालिटीज आलय द रिजर्वॉयर धृतव्रत फिक्स्ड इन द एग्जीक्यूशन ऑफ द वैदिक इंजंक्शन मृदुः वेरी माइल्ड दांतः कंप्लीटली कंट्रोलिंग द माइंड एंड सेंसेस. सत्यवाक ऑलवेज ट्रूथफुल. मंत्रविद नोइंग हाउ टू चैंट द वेदिक हिम्स. शुचि ही ऑलवेज वेरी नीट एंड क्लीन. Translation, I will read the next shloka because it is both shlokas are translated together. Guru Agni Atithi Vriddhanam Sustrushur Anahankrita Sarva Bhuta Surut Sadhur Mita Vag Anasuyaka. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the beginning, this Brahmana named Ajamil studied all the Vedic literatures. He was a reservoir of good character, good conduct and good qualities. Firmly established in executing all the Vedic injunction, he was very mild and gentle, and he kept his mind and senses under control. Furthermore, he was always truthful. He knew how to chant the Vedic mantras, and he was also very pure. Ajamil was very respectful to his spiritual master, the fire god, guest, and the elderly members of his household. Indeed, he was free from false prestige. He was upright, benevolent to all living entities, and well-behaved. He would never speak nonsense or envy anyone. Purport. The order carriers of Yamraj, the Yamdutas, are explaining the factual position of piety and impiety, and how a living entity is entangled in this material world. Describing the history of Ajamil's life, the Yamdutas relate that in the beginning he was a learned scholar of the Vedic literature. He was well behaved, neat and clean, and very kind to everyone. In fact, he had all good qualities. In other words, he was like a perfect Brahmana. A Brahmana is expected to be perfectly pious, to follow all the regulative principles and to have all good qualities. The symptoms of piety are explained in these verses. Srila Veera Raghav Acharya comments that Dhritavrata means Dhritam Vratam Stri Sanga Rahitya Atmaka Brahmacharya Rupam. In other words, Ajamil followed the rules and regulation of celibacy as a perfect brahmachari and was very soft-hearted, truthful, clean and pure. How he fell down in spite of all these qualities and thus came to be threatened with punishment by Yamraj will be described in the following verses. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading the history of the life of Ajamil, and we are on the first chapter of the sixth canto. Here, we are coming to the end of the chapter where the description of Ajamil was given. Basically, when the Yamdutas came to catch Ajamil's soul, at that time, Vishnudutas, they restricted Yamdutas from capturing Ajamil by saying that Ajamil has no sin. on his part. Whereas Yamdutas were arguing that he is such a sinful person. So then Yamdutas were asking, you claim to be a carrier of dharma. Tell me first, what is dharma and what is adharma? And then Yamdutas start to explain what is dharma and what is adharma. And by saying that, Ajamil was previously very much pious person. But later he fell down from his position, and that's why he has incurred a sinful reaction. So this is the place where Yamdutas are describing the good qualities of Ajamil previous to his fall down. What were the good qualities he was having? That has been described here. So Yamdutas are explaining that the qualities of Ajamil. Prabhupada also says in the purport that in fact he had all good qualities. In other words, he was like a perfect Brahmana. So he was like a perfect Brahman. Whatever qualities he is supposed to have in a Brahman, all the qualities he is having. So let us see what are the qualities that has been described for the for a pious person to have. Here it is said that these are the symptoms of a good qualities. So what are the good qualities which everyone supposed to have? Here it is said that he was Shruta Sampanna. That means he is very much well versed in the Vedic knowledge. So Ajamil was not an ordinary person that he fell down accidentally or something like that. Sorry, he didn't had any knowledge and that's why he fell down. He was very much well versed in the Vedic knowledge. So even though he has all this knowledge, still he got distracted, and that is very surprising even to the Yamadutas also. It is said that Shila Vritta, he is having a good conduct and good character. Just like we say, Sushila. Shila means good character, good conduct. Sushila means very good character. Shila Vritta means one who possesses all the good characters. So sometimes we see that some person may behave in a different way, but the character of a person is determined by how he behaves when the provoking situation comes in his life. That determines his character. That means even in the situation of a very difficult situation, he is still able to retain his morals on the face of controversial things happening in his life. So that shows the character of a person. And Ajamil is said that he is having a Shila Vritta. That means he is completely determined in his character. So then again, if he is such a determined in his character and good conduct, then how it happened that he fell down from his position? Again, it is a surprising thing. Then it is said, Guna Alaya, that means he is the reservoir of all good qualities. Guna Alaya, just like Himalaya, Pustakalaya, means a storehouse of all the good qualities. We see that people who deviate from the good conduct, they are generally not very much, doesn't have qualities which they must have. But the reason is that here it is said that he has having all the good qualities, and it is a reservoir. That means it is a storehouse of all good qualities. It is not that for some time he was having some qualities and after some time he will leave those qualities. That means he is having all these good qualities for all the time, not for some time. Just like subah subah bhakti karega, din bhar masti karega. Not like that. He is having good qualities for all the time, but still he fell down. Here it is said that mruda means his conduct is very mild. That means when he used to speak with the people, he used to deal with the people, his demeanor is such that he was very pleasing to everyone. His nature is very mild, so that people are not threatened or not afraid of him. Such was his character. Then another important aspect was Dantaha. Dantaha means is completely sense controlled. It is said that completely controlling the mind and senses. So even after having all this controlled mind and senses, how it is possible that he fell down from his position? That is again a surprising thing. Furthermore, he was always truthful. He was always truthful. Satyavak. It is the biggest dream of the people to follow this principle of Satyavak. To be truthful always. But it's not possible. But he was truthful, always truthful. And he knew how to chant the Vedic mantras. That means he has got nice training in the Gurukul about the discipline and practice of following Vedic injunction. And he was doing his all Nitya Dharma properly every day as he was chanting Vedic mantras. And he was also very pure in terms of behavior, in terms of conduct. He was very pure. He was very much respectful to his spiritual master. Apne guru ke prati bahut hi aadar bhav rakhta tha. Not only to spiritual master, but to fire god, guest and elderly members of his household. In Kali Yuga, to think such qualities in some one person is a very rare thing. But Ajamil had all these qualities. Respectful to spiritual master, fire god, guest and the elderly members of the house is a very rare thing to see today. Indeed, he was free from false prestige. No pratistha, no puja, no lab, no pratistha. After reading all these things, it may appear that humse bhi badkar hai. He is much better than us. As a devotee, we are struggling to find these qualities. But this Ajamil is having such a great qualities. Sometimes we see that the devotees, they claim themselves to be devotees. They practice bhakti. They wear kanti mala and wear tilaka. But sometimes people are hurt by their behavior. And they say, pahle achche log bano, baad mein bhakt bano. Sometimes it appears like that. Why people generally say in this way? Because while practicing bhakti, we may claim that I am devotee of Krishna. But what is the use if we don't behave properly with other Vaishnavas? In Upadeshamrita, the description of Kanishta Adhikari is that he respects God, he respects Krishna, but he doesn't know how to respect or deal with other Vaishnavas. That is a sign of a Kanishta Adhikari. So, in bhakti process, it is much emphasized that our natural conduct should be impeccable. Because generally the new people who see the Vaishnavas, they expect certain proper behavior from the Vaishnavas. They think that he is a devotee, that means he must have all the good qualities. But they don't know that we are still practicing devotees, we are sadhaka, we are still struggling with our own anarthas. And because of these anarthas, it may sometimes happen that a devotee may behave in a manner which is not acceptable by the social customs. So, because of that, the people claim that you are just a bhundu sadhu. That means bogus devotee. It is not like that. But again, yes, it is true that if we claim ourselves to be a Vaishnava, we must properly behave in our actions. Otherwise, the blame will go to Guru and Krishna. And that's why it is said that this Ajamil was having all the good qualities. All the Vaishnavas also should strive to have all these qualities. It is said that Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchana. In that shloka it is said that one who practices bhakti, naturally all the good qualities automatically arises. That's true. But at the same time, we must also strive to develop these qualities. Otherwise, it is just like when you go to a doctor and you have a disease. So doctor generally give two things. He says he gives medicine and he says follow certain do's and don'ts in your life. You say, इंग्लिश में, हिंदी में परहेज कहते हैं, मराठी में पथ्य कहते हैं. सो टू थिंग्स ही सजेस्ट, मेडिसिन एंड डूज एंड डोंट्स. नाउ टू ओवरकम डिसीज मेडिसिन इज सफिशियंट, बट इफ यू प्रैक्टिस डूज एंड डोंट्स इन योर डायट और इन योर एक्शंस, द मेडिसिन विल हैव मैक्सिमम इम्पैक्ट. अदरवाइज द मेडिसिन विल डू इट्स वर्क बट इट विल टेक सम टाइम. सिमिलरली हरि नाम, द होली नेम, हैज ऑल द क्वालिटीज दैट इट कैन डेवलप अ वेरी लो क्लास पर्सन ऑल्सो इन टू ए हाई क्लास स्टैंडर्ड डिवोटी. सर्टनली इट विल द गुड क्वालिटी विल सर्टनली डेवलप जस्ट बाय चैंटिंग हरि नाम, दैट्स ट्रू. बट इफ यू फॉलो सर्टन डूज एंड डोंट्स ऑफ डेवलपिंग सर्टन गुड क्वालिटीज इन यू बाय योर ओन एंडेवर, दैट विल मेक द प्रोसेस वेरी फास्ट. सो हरि नाम हैज ऑल द पॉसिबिलिटीज, हैव ऑल द पोटेंसी टू हेल्प डिवोटीज डेवलप गुड क्वालिटीज, बट एट द सेम टाइम वी मस्ट एंडेवर आवर सेल्फ to develop all these qualities again. That is what is mentioned. So it is seen much better that somebody who have all these brahmanical qualities, he can become a nice Vaishnava. Even Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has said that there are two kinds of devotees. One who came from a very poor background, not in terms of poor, not in terms of riches, but poor means not have a proper environment where he could have developed good qualities in him. And one devotee who have all the good qualities, like very good background, where he have all the brahmanical and sattvic culture, and then he becomes a devotee. There is a drastic difference between these two kind of devotees. The reason is that it is just like he has the advantage of these good qualities because he is already practicing it, and just he has to add the quality of bhakti. Whereas somebody who doesn't have any background of any good qualities, he has to struggle his anarthas a lot, and for him it becomes a lot of challenge on his part to overcome all these anarthas. So same thing. We have seen that whenever some new brahmacharis join in the ashram, if that person doesn't have the habit of getting early in the morning or doing some austerity in the ashram, whatever austerities we have, if doesn't have that kind of background, he finds it very difficult. He says that I am not habituated to all these things. I like only masale wala khana. I don't like this sattvic food. Give me something better. Or sometimes they say that I cannot sleep without, if it is not dark completely. So thing is that the background of a person still determines his progress. So here Ajamil is having such a wonderful background. That is what has been mentioned here. And we have to understand that these qualities are very rare even to achieve for an ordinary person. But Ajamil have all these qualities. And even after having all these qualities, he still fell down. Now what to say about it? That even if you have all these good qualities, which is certainly a rare thing, still you fell down. So should we develop these qualities or not? So Prabhupada used to say that all the qualities of this material world is like a zero. It doesn't have any value in its own. You may have many zeros, like you have either, now here's a good character, studied all Vedic literature, all the zero, 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 zero you will add. But ultimately the result is finally zero. But if you become devotee of Krishna, it is just like adding 1, 2 in front of all the zeros. Then it will increase. All the zeros will have its value, more value. So similarly, Ajamil, even though he is a practicing Brahmana, he was having all the good qualities, But because he is not practicing devotional service, he was having a difficulty in his life and he got deviated. So here we have to understand as a practicing devotee that just the good qualities are not sufficient. Of course, they are necessary, but not sufficient thing. We must have all these good qualities. Everybody should strive to have all these good qualities, but they are not sufficient in themselves. I will let you one example. There was one story which we always hear about Lord Jagannath and his devotees. So we know that when Ramanacharya came to Jagannath Puri and he visited Jagannath temple, he observed that on the day of I think some festival, the pujaris of Jagannath were dressing the Lord with a new dress, but the starch of that cloth was still there, because of which it is the starch cloth is very much like papery. So since Ramanacharya was a certainly very highly elevated acharya and he knew the practices of deity worship, so he suggested certain corrections to this pujaris by saying that one should not offer the starch cloth, one should wash it, clean it, and then one should offer it to the Lord. So the pujaris, they immediately rectified their mistake, but Lord Jagannath became upset. He said, he came in the dream of Ramanacharya and said that you do your deity worship business outside, don't come to Jagannath Puri. Here I and my devotees are having a different rasa. So, does it mean that Ramacharya was wrong? No, certainly not. He was not wrong. Whatever he was doing was right. But here there is a different relationship among the devotees and the Lord. And one should not interfere in that. Similarly, there is a story of Shabari. You must be knowing, everyone Shabari knows. Of course, in a proper behavior of a devotee, he never tastes the food and then offer it to God. He generally give it everything to the Krishna. But here the devotion of Shabari is so high that all the so-called rules and regulation doesn't matter there. And even Lakshman, who is Lord Lakshman? He is Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. The closest, you can say the closest devotee of the Lord. One who understands Lord Ram very closely. Even he became upset when he saw that Shabari is giving and tasted berries. Now one may think that why Lakshman has to behave in that way. Certainly, a devotee will never like it to offer the things in this way. But there is a difference of the devotion of Shabari towards Lord Ram. So one may... It may appear that these devotees are not doing the traditional way of worship properly. And it may appear that they are doing something wrong. In the eyes of the social customs, they may say, oh, they are doing wrong thing. They must not do all these things. But bhakti is a completely different thing. Even if somebody doesn't have any good qualities or even somebody doesn't have any good background, only if that person have a perfect devotion to the Supreme Lord, all the other things doesn't matter. Just like we gave example of Jagannath's pujaris and Shabari. We can give. There are many examples in the scripture where the devotees didn't follow social customs. And in the eyes of the society, they may be considered to be an impious or immoral person. But in the eyes of the Supreme Lord, they are very top class devotees. We know the story of Madan Mohan also. When the Madan Mohan was residing at the house of Purushottam Chaubey, and there Sanatan Goswami came and they saw a very, very surprising thing. that the Chobe family is behaving with the Lord in a such a way that is not acceptable by the society as such. But later, Lord Madan Mohan said that they consider me the part of the family member, and I like that behavior. But now, since you have disrupted that emotion, now better you worship me now. So in that way, we see it is what is actually important is that the Lord is pleased with the devotion. And of course, as we have said, if we have these good qualities will be certainly like a bonus thing. But that doesn't mean that if somebody doesn't have these good qualities, he cannot be a devotee. So they are necessary, but they are not sufficient to please the Supreme Lord. So in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a nice shloka that, I will explain that there is sometimes people are fearful that, oh, if I don't have all these good qualities, what to speak of this Ajamil? He had so many qualities, but still he fell down. And I don't have any qualities like Ajamil. What if I fell down? What will happen to me? Sometimes people are confused. Those who are new people, when they see that, oh, such a senior devotees, they left bhakti or they have fallen from their position, then they become confused. What will happen to me? If I don't have any of the qualities which they had, what is my future in bhakti? So many, especially the devotees, they have a fear of fall down. And this, the fear of fall down is very much discourage them to continue in their devotional service. So, but there is no need to be discouraged, because Lord Krishna himself, at many instances, he has encouraged his devotees by giving many assuring words. So the first assuring statement he gives in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Api cheta sudaracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadhu reva samantavya samyak vyavasito hi hasa. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated in his determination. Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport, and that purport is very much important, so I will just read it. Okay. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that if a person falls down but is wholeheartedly engaged in the transcendental service of the Supreme Lord, the Lord, being situated within the heart, purifies him and excuses him from the abomination. So here, Prabhupada also says that even it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam that if sometimes such accidental fall down happens. Now, what does it mean by accidental fall down? It doesn't mean that you perform certain sin and then you repent. It is not like that. What accidental fall down is that, in the eyes of the society, it may appear in the eyes of the society that this person is not behaving properly. And he has given up certain Vedic principles and he has practiced in bhakti. Just like there is a wonderful, so many instances that comes, like one should take care of their parents, worshipping the parents, obeying the orders of the parents. And they give the example of Lord Ram, Shravan Kumar, Bhakta Pundalik. So people give examples that one should do bhakti, but not at the cost of not taking care of their parents. But we see in the scripture there are many other instances where a person has given up their whole family members to worship the Supreme Lord. We see the Lord Bharat, the brother of Lord Ram, he given up his mother by saying that, all the past time, you know, but he gave in the eyes of the society, somebody says, oh, this is a very wrong thing. One should never give up his mother. Then Bali Maharaj, the example of Bali Maharaj, the social custom or the social or the natural process is that one should never deride the order of the guru. But Bali Maharaj gave up to worship the Supreme Lord. So there are so many examples we have that in the social customs or in the social, so in the eyes of the society, we see that they are not practicing bhakti properly. Recently, there was one devotee who was explaining that Mirabai was such a was one of the example that she gave up her patni dharma to practice as bhakti, and because of that, she was outcast from the society, and she was living alone in the temple outskirt of her village. So, from the perspective of the society, they may be considered to be abominable, but in the eyes of the Lord, they are not abominable. Krishna says, "Api cheta sudurācāro." Even though they are considered very abominable, still, because they are practicing bhakti, they are considered to be sadhus. That is what is important. Many times people take this shloka in a different way, that they consider that even if somebody commits sin, it is not about the sin, it is the generally a social custom. So one should not use this shloka to justify his actions in a sin, the sinful actions, and say that, oh, there was certain accidental sinful activities I have done, so this shloka says it will protect me. No, certainly we should not do this thing, because the seventh nama aparad is one should not commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy names. So similarly, one should not commit any sinful acts on the strength of such shlokas of the scripture. Otherwise, that will be considered to be aparad. But it is said that accidental fall down. One of the stories of accidental fall down is King Bharat. Bharat Maharaj, he also fell down from his position by getting attracted toward or by being compassionate toward a deer. And because of that, he fell down from his position. But Lord protected them. Similarly, there is a story of King Chitraketu. He also got he committed an offense, means a so-called offense, and he fell down from his position. He became an asura in his next life. But still, Lord protected his consciousness. So that is how we have to see the situation. That only thing is that we are expected to practice bhakti in a sincere way. Even though something wrong may happen, even if you have been blamed that you are wrong, you should not do this thing, this is against dharma and so many things, one must be very much strong in his practice of bhakti, and Krishna will protect you from everything. There is one more shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, where there is a discussion between Narad Muni and Vyasadeva. As we all know, the Vyasadeva has written all the Vedic scripture, but still he was not satisfied in his heart. And Narad Muni appears there and instructs him to describe the glories of bhakti, describe the pastimes of the Lord and his devotees. And he said that it would have been better if you have just written one bhakti book rather than writing all this thing. But Vyasadeva may be thinking that that just by practicing bhakti, how is it possible that one will be successful? Isn't it he has to go step by step, practicing karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, and then bhakti yoga? Then Narad Muni explains his own life. He says that how he was Dasi Putra in his previous life, and just by practicing bhakti, the process of bhakti, not following any Vedic rituals or karma kanda things, he attained the supreme benefit from the Lord directly. So what Narad Muni says is a wonderful thing. Tyaktva swadharmam charna bujam harer bhajan apakvo atha pate tato yadi yatra kva vabhadram abhut amushyakim ko vartha apto abhajatam swadharmata. One who has forsaken his material occupation to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage. Yet, there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. So here Narad Muni says that in the beginning of bhakti process or the practice of the bhakti, because of the immature or the conditioned nature of a person, he may commit some activities which are not expected from him. But still, even though such fall down happens, there is nothing loss on his part, because he is still situated in the practices of bhakti process. But what if a non-devotee, one who is not a devotee, and he follow all the process of dharma or the karma kanda process, still he will not achieve anything, because at the after death, when he takes birth again, he has to start from the zero again, all the processes. But whereas the bhakti is like that, even if sometimes the fall down happens, whatever bhakti he has practiced in that lifetime doesn't go in vain. Maybe after some time, or maybe in the next birth, he will again get the opportunity and he will start bhakti, practicing bhakti from the same place where he had left in his previous life. So that is the biggest advantage on the part of bhakti process. So Narad Muni is saying that even if somebody doesn't follow karma kanda process, because Vyasdeva has given varnashram pranali, practicing of the nature of all the ashram have their own dharma, and if somebody practices the dharma properly, then they will advance gradually. So that is what the Vyasdeva has planned for the people. But Narad Muni said there is no need. Just ask them to practice bhakti. So there may be a doubt, what if he cannot complete the bhakti fully in his life? So Narad Muni is saying this in this shloka, that don't worry. Even they lose, there is nothing, they will not lose anything. Sorry, even if they fall down, there is no loss in their actions. So here, sometimes it may happen that we may fall down because of the immature stage. What is the meaning of immature stage? Immaturity here means that while practicing bhakti, we have our own anarthas to overcome. And this anarthas drags us back to our old habits, to our old conditionings. And because of which, one may give up the practices of devotional service at some point of time. Because this conditioning are so overwhelming that it may take a person out of the bhakti itself. But still there is no need to worry. Narad Muni says nothing, there is no loss on his part. That is what an assurance the process of bhakti gives to us. There is one more shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam which again describe the benefit of practicing bhakti, and that is in 11th canto, where there is a discussion between Narad Muni and Vasudev. Again, Narad Muni says, I will read the shloka. Svapada moolam bhajata priyasya tyaktanya bhavasya harir paresha vikarma yat cha upapattitam kathanchit dunoti sarvam hridi sannivishta. Here it is said, one who has thus given up all other engagement and has taken full shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Hari, the Supreme Person of Godhead, is very dear to the Lord. Indeed, if such a surrendered soul accidentally commits some sinful activity, the Supreme Person of Godhead, who is seated within everyone's heart, immediately takes away the reaction to such sin. So here, it is very nicely explained that even if a person, while practicing bhakti because of his previous conditioning, even he commits some sinful act unwillingly, still there is nothing loss in that, because Lord will certainly take action on it and will, it is said, immediately takes away the reaction to such sin. Krishna will remove the acts of such sin. There is one story in the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where there was a king, I don't remember the name, but there was a king, and he appointed his few sons under certain department office in his kingdom, his one son was appointed in a goshala seva. Since he was a Rajkumar and he was supposed to protect the cows, so it on one day when there was a day of Amavasya, there was a huge lightning in the sky and there is a chances of rain to fall. At that time, in the night, in the dark night, he heard that a tiger, a sound of a roaring of a tiger, he heard that. And he understood that the tiger is attacking the cows. Since he knows the science of hearing the sound and attacking, so he approached by hearing the sound towards the tiger. And in that dark pitch night, he didn't see anything, but just he attacked the tiger just by hearing the sound of the roar. And with his sword, he killed the tiger. But when next morning when he saw, it was not a tiger, it was a cow, he accidentally killed with his sword. We read that his guru, I think Vashishta was the kul guru of the king, he immediately cursed him that he becomes a shudra in his next life. That your behavior is not, how you can kill a cow, you have incurred a sin of gohatya. So immediately that Rajkumar or the prince, he immediately gave up everything and started practicing bhakti sincerely. Just by practicing bhakti sincerely, he attained Golok Dham. He went back home, back to Godhead. So one may ask, "Are Vashishtha Rishi has given us curse. It must fructify. He has to take birth again." But nothing happened in that way. Just by practicing bhakti sincerely, Krishna has cleaned all his reaction. All the curses doesn't have any effect if you are practicing bhakti also. But here we see that he has committed that sin accidentally, not willingly. So we have to understand this important aspect, that when you when sometimes a sin happens because of accidental actions, and if you repent with a sorrowful heart and take shelter of Krishna's holy name, there is no need to worry as such. So we have to be careful about all these things, that even though Krishna is saying that he will protect his devotee, but one should not take undue advantage of these statements by saying that, "Oh, I am devotee of Krishna, so I can do anything and everything, and still Krishna will protect me." Not like that. It is clearly mentioned that accidental fall down. So one should be very careful about it. So Ajamil case had all these qualities, but even they have all these qualities, that quality cannot protect him. And whether when somebody takes shelter of the Supreme Person of Godhead, Krishna, and practices bhakti, even though they don't have any good qualities, but just because being a devotee, they are being protected by the Lord directly. So it is always better to become devotee. And if you have all these good qualities, then it will be a bonus in your devotional service. Hare Krishna. I hope there is no questions, because it's time now, 9 o'clock. No questions now, Prabhu? 1 minute. Yes, Prabhu.
Such an elevated person like Vasishtha also could not do a proper judgment, right?
Yes.
It was an accidental, so why did he give him that curse?
I have also the same doubt. The ninth canto is full with such kind of stories. And sometimes they are controversial, sometimes they are confusing. So yes, what you said, I also had the doubt. But what I took is that, see, even Krishna is so merciful that, and this person, even after getting curse, he has taken shelter of Krishna. So that is what I am supposed to do if something happens like that to me.
speaking in that one clearly that Vasishtha was not a pure devotee. That's why he could not tolerate this type of thing. If he was a pure devotee, he would have not passed him. Why is the Srupad writing in the
first place? Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, if someone gets anger, accidental, anger is spontaneous generally, not because of, and he commits some sin, or are he likely to fall down in that, then what is the recourse on that?
Certainly, this anger, if you say, as you say, that if it is an accidental thing, it came just because of the situation and condition, then we must ask forgiveness from that person whom we have troubled because of our anger. And even if certain thing doesn't work out, that person is not forgiving us for our actions, then just take shelter of holy name. We must try at least that I try to ask forgiveness, but certainly our anger at that time, just like first kind of Srimad Bhagavatam says, when Parikshit Maharaj, out of feet of anger, he put snake on the shoulder. Later he repents and he says, better all the curses come now only, so that I will not commit sins again. So it is better. Better all the things comes fall upon me immediately. Let me die now because of my actions. So in that way one should repent and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, he was repentful. At the same time, he asked forgiveness also. So that at least we should do beginning from that, ask forgiveness, and even after there is no forgiveness, we should take full shelter of Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.